Well, makeup and the cosmetics counter may be more associated with women than men, at least traditionally, but it turns out that one of the fastest growing segments of the cosmetics market is products geared towards men. That's according to the research for Mintel, and it says sales of men's toiletries could hit $3.2 billion by 2016.
So Jeremy and I will admit to not knowing a lot personally about male cosmetics, so we're going to find out what's going on behind the boom. So we brought in Amy Ziegler. She's a global personal care analyst. I love that title, Amy, at Mintel, and she's with us for today's Midday Extra. Thanks for being here.
Sure, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So what's going on? Why have the sales for men's cosmetics been growing so dramatically lately?
You know, there's a lot of different reasons, but if you think about a lot of things, societal pressures. We know men are competing for jobs in the workplace. A lot of men, particularly older men, are jumping back into the dating pool, really wanting to look their best. So this stigma of kind of having a beauty routine or caring about your appearance is definitely diminishing among men. And that's really what's driving a lot of the sales of these products, as well as from a retailer perspective. You know, we're seeing a lot of brands really kind of harness this segment, offering in-store locations where men can shop for these types of products, whether it be online as well. To really increase the awareness of the segment is definitely kind of driving it as well.
And what are men buying exactly?
You know, it's interesting you ask. This is not typically the cosmetics you think of when you're thinking about a woman's makeup cabinet. These aren't, you know, the mascaras and the blushers and things like that. It's really more these kind of skincare type products. So they usually have a skincare base, and whether it be kind of a tinted product or a correcting product or something that has kind of an advanced anti-aging benefit, that's where we're seeing the most growth. I think the important thing to note about the men's segment is that it is a lot more subtle and it's much more low-key. Men don't really want to be bragging about using these types of products. Mm-hmm. While they're okay to be buying them and using them, it's not something they really want to advertise to the world. So much more on the down low for this type of category.
Now, I know that many years ago, maybe even 10 years ago or so, when Queer Eye for the Straight Guy was a big hit, that drove a lot of men probably into some of the stuff that they weren't thinking about before in terms of personal care. Has that trend changed in any way? Was that a big moment for this? Is that what started this? What's going on with that kind of stuff?
You know, I think it's interesting that you mentioned that, because for some people that could have driven them to the segment, but for others, I think that could have driven many away. I don't think it's so much this metrosexual man anymore, but it's more that everyday man who's using the product. It's more about caring for your skin, wanting to look your best, not so much flaunting these types of products. And a lot of what's driving this is a lot of countries we see outside of the U.S., men's cosmetics and men's products are really the norm. So it's not really as much of an emerging segment. It's already fairly established. So I think it's just a lot of those trends coming over as we see these brands kind of entering the U.S. market with women's products. They're bringing their men's lines as well.
Amy Ziegler, global personal care analyst at Mintel. Thanks a lot.
Yes, thank you.